Patient name, Amber Hales, H-A-L-E-S. Once again, last name is spelled H-A-L-E-S. Date of birth, 11-22 of 83. Date of service, 5-26 of 22. I think she should start every day with it in the morning. Continuing with Amber Hales. Vital signs, blood pressure 125 over 75, pulse 76, respiration 16, temperature 98.6, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 124. This patient is a 38-year-old female. She presents today with feelings of depression and anxiety. She feels overwhelmed with some situations she's facing here lately. She's going through a divorce, and then her father was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She is having trouble coping with all this. She finds herself at times just breaking down and crying, even when she's all alone. She is wanting some assistance today, period. New paragraph. Patient does have a history of bipolar, and she faithfully takes her medication on a daily basis. She has no side effect to that medication and no adverse emotional effect, period. New paragraph. Allergy to codeine. Current medication, bipolar medications. She has named a medication, ziprasidone. Medical history, bipolar, scoliosis, depression, anxiety. Surgical history, tubal, C-section, gallbladder removal. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, fairly normal exam. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area clear, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur detected, lungs are clear through auscultation, normal respiratory effect is visible, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Depression and anxiety. Patient will receive Zoloft 50 milligrams, 1 POQ day, quantity 30 with one refill, period, new paragraph. I've advised the patient that if she feels as though she is getting worse, to stop that medication immediately, period, new paragraph. I've also spent some time with this patient questioning her about her feelings. She denies any desire to do harm to herself or to others. She feels as though she is fairly stable, at times though she has trouble dealing with the anxiety, and she breaks down and cries, period, new paragraph. We will do the Zoloft. I will see her again in another month for evaluation. I've also told her at that time we will obtain a set of labs.